Mailbag normally comes in from an email that we get at drive@jackarandfm.com. Today it doesn't. Roz, wat is fout?
Luister, waar kan ek begin, Rob? Laat ek maar by een spesifieke ding begin. So, you know, as a parent, you always think your kid is the best. Or your kid is doing everything that they should be doing, right?
Yeah.
So, on Friday, I got a message from one of my son's best friends' moms. And she said that there had been a little issue with them in class that happened before the holidays, want hulle het verlede Woensdag teruggegaan. Daar was 'n klein issue met hom en sy maatjie in die klas en dit pla die maatjie. Die maatjie het gesê my kind boelie vir hom. Even though they're friends.
Yeah.
I then spoke to my son and said, "Listen, what is happening?" And he was like, "We were play fighting. We were play fighting and then the Mikey did tell him to stop and he didn't stop. So that's why trouble for him because as iemand nee sê dit nee." Maar toe het die mamma vir my 'n boodskap gestuur en sy was baie soos she was very kind of candid about it and wasn't accusatory or anything. She was just saying, "Listen, they are friends and the friendship is not something that they want to lose because now they've been separated because that's how the school decided to deal with it. It's just to separate them." But obviously, as the kids get older, there are going to be conflicts. So how do you go about handling these conflicts? We eventually had a little meeting, me and the other mom, and then the two boys, and spoke about it amongst ourselves. I spoke to her. They spoke to each other. We all spoke as a group of four. And I think that that was a good way to sort it out. But how do you sort out conflict that doesn't actually have anything to do with you?
Yeah.
And it's a small person.
That's a good question. Because it's your responsibility to try and help out as much as you can.
Yeah.
Because the conflict is never fun when it's someone you care about. And it's even more confusing when you're 10. And now I'm fighting with the friend who is my friend. And I'm not sure what the next step is, how to patch this up, because I'm 10.
Yeah.
Ek verstaan dit. Dis mooi. I don't know how you resolve conflict between children if you're a parent.
Yeah, because you then they eventually, when we all met up then on Saturday, dit was asof niks gebeur het tussen hulle nie. But obviously something did happen. And for us to now have to deal with it, the other mom actually spoke to the school and the school's resolution was to separate them, even though they sit next to each other in class, they can't sit next to each other, they can't play together at break. But they are friends who have had a conflict.
Yeah.
And like Rob said, they are 10 and they need to kind of build up these skills. But how do you solve conflict for your kids? Want ons kan dit nie op, we can't do it on their behalf.
No, you can't. They've got to work it out for themselves eventually.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't actually know.
So that's why I'm asking now.
I never considered it. When a kid and another kid are having a big fight, how do you as parents have to step in and deal with all of that?
Yeah, because sê nou jy het nie die ander, dit was hulle is maatjies, so ek en die ander mamma het mekaar se nommers and we've interacted before.
Yeah.
But now imagine you must go approach another parent, which I think the school isn't very keen on actually doing, that parents approach each other or even worse, approach the kid and go, "Yay! Looks like an act." Like, how do you deal with that if you don't have an existing relationship with the other parent?
That is a good question. 0848500942. That is our Monday mailbag today from our very own Roseanne McKenzie. How have you dealt with kid conflict in the past? Mm. Your child and another child that they're friends with having beef. How has it been resolved? Help us out here. 0848500942. Roz is our Monday mailbag.
I am.
She was telling us a story about her son and another kid at school, and they were having a fight. They were besties, and this was the first sort of fallout. Mm. And just as a parent, how do you navigate the entire thing?
Yeah, because also, you've only heard your kind of the aggressive voice, isn't it? I mean, it's all, like, it's hard enough, I think, if you're a parent of a child who's being bullied. But if your child is the bully,
yeah,
how do you deal with that?
Lots of people on the WhatsApp line saying, "Ach, don't get involved. Kids get over these things so quickly." I mean, kids do get over things quickly. But it doesn't mean that while that thing is happening, it's not a thing.
Yeah.
You know, just because we jump out the other side, we're like, okay, kill me, on via Mikey's, doesn't mean that the week before we weren't actually sad.
Yes, and you know there wasn't actually a conflict that needed to be resolved. In yeah. a limit, leer hoe om dit te navigate.
Yeah, baie WhatsApps het ingekomment.
10 uit 10 vir jou, Ros. Jy en die ander mama het dit baie goed hanteer. My seun is nou al 16. So, hy is nou amper die een wat boelie. Nee, nie regtig nie. Maar ja, vir alles jy moet hoor, jou kind is die een wat boelie of dan nou wat die ander maatjie beskryf as boelie. Dis glad nie lekker nie en ek dink jy het dit baie goed hanteer. Toe my seun in die laerskool was, was daar ook huisvriende van ons. Beste seun saam met hom was en hulle was ook maats gewees en ons het mekaar baie goed geken as ouers. En ons het precies gedoen wat julle gedoen het. Ek het die ma en die pa gekontak en ons het daaroor gechat en hulle het die middag met hulle seun of die middag daarna met hulle seun na ons huis toe gekom en ons het allemaal saam mooi gesit en mooi verduidelik wat is aanvaardbaar en wat is nie aanvaardbaar nie en dit was die einde daarvan.
Mega. I mean, sometimes that's what you need. Just need to be like, hey guys, this is how you resolve this thing.
Yeah.
How do you feel? How do you feel? Do you still feel like that? Say sorry to one another. Can you accept an apology? Daar gaat ons.
Yeah. And I think ons het ook, you know, like sometimes you think, oh, your kid is a reflection of you, right? And how they're being raised. So there's a lot of guilt that comes with it when they are the source of someone else complaining, right?
Yeah.
But it needs to be addressed. Like you need to say, listen, this was the behavior, this was the problem with it, how are we going to resolve it?
Yeah, fair enough. And lots of messages coming in on this sort of line.
Hi guys, Rian here. You know what? We need to be more like our kids. Because we as parents, we tend to take this much more serious and too far. Feeling like there's always the awkwardness when you see that person again, or you have to chat to them, or sit close to them, or bribe with them. We need to be like our kids. It was a fight, it's over, done. Let's continue having a joy of our lives. Let's continue being friends. I think we, as parents, we take it a step too far.
Take it a step too. I mean, I never thought about that actually. Mm. Like the relationship dynamics between parents. If your kids are friends, now all of a sudden I have to be besties with, you know,
yeah,
Ros and Chris.
And nie noodwendig nie, nie noodwendig yeah. nie. Maar dit is ook 'n goeie punt wat hy maak in terme van die raas wat ek nou soek vandag. Is that for them they just got over it?
Yeah.
But they do need to know that it's something that they need to address, right? So you don't want to make a big deal of it. They are now back to sitting next to each other in class, back to like jawling together and playing together.
Yeah.
But there was something that was a stumbling block in their relationship. What was it? How can we address it? How can we make sure that it doesn't happen again? And if it does happen again, how do we work through it?
And I think if you taught your kid, you know, a communication tool, how to resolve conflict, good on you. Good work. You know? So I don't think you have to stress about it, Rosie.
Ja, maar och, met kinders is het altijd iets.
Ja.
Dit is altijd iets.
Is.
En blijkbaar is die dochterkie is je nogal rarig erger als die sinkies. Like, as the girls get older, like 9, 10, and I mean, Joe, you can kind of vouch for this because my daughter's only 6 now.
Yeah.
But apparently, conflict between girls, it gets hardcore.
Yeah, look, I mean, I'm also dealing with something very similar, like at this stage as well, and I don't know the parents. So I actually had to go speak to the principal to sort of try and see if we can sort it out that way. Because like Ros said, it's not something that's really done for you to be like talking parent to parent at the school. I don't think that they'd appreciate something like that. And I think a school also wants to be the one that resolves it. So we don't have to, you know, I don't have to wait for the kids in the parking lot and wait for parents in the parking lot to be like, hey, what's your child doing to my child?
Fair.
Yeah.
I can chip in absolutely nothing valuable on this conversation.
And that's okay.
I have no children.
That's okay.
I will just be speaking from ignorance. I will shut up and listen to the WhatsApp line.
Luister hier met notes wat, hey? Bernie Eccleston had his first kid, his first son at 91.
I do not receive, Ros. 0848500942. Send us a WhatsApp with your thoughts. Okay.